Today is, I don't even know, August 5th, 6th?
No, I don't think it's the 5th. It must be the 4th.
4th? 1976. I'm here in the office of G. Alden Smith, who's chairman of the art department at Wayne State University. And my name is Dennis Berry, and this is the first interview we're doing. And Alden, I'd like to start off with something we just were mentioning. Could you give us some of your family background?
I didn't close the door.
Okay. That might pick up with this. This is an awfully good recorder. It picks up almost anything. Could you give us some of your family background? Where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in a home, in a family home in Glencoe, Illinois. It's a suburban town, city, north of Chicago. And it's a house that my father built. And I lived there for 5 or 6 years, and then we moved down to Evanston. I don't know where I went through seventh grade. My father was a contractor in Chicago, and about that time he had the opportunity to go down to Florida to head an outfit called the Gunite Construction Company, which was a spray-down concrete process that a friend of his had developed. And we lived there in Winter Park, Florida for 3 years during the early 20s, 26 and 7, 25, 6, 7, I think. Just during the early Florida boom, mm-hmm. which broke about that time. Things fell apart down there, so we came back north just in time to be hit by the next depression, the one that hit the whole country. So we did come back to Evanston, and I went to Evanston High School. The house I lived in at Evanston, which had been owned by a man who was president of the Chicago Exposition, the early World's Fair, the 93 Exposition, was also head of the Chicago Street Railway Department. It was one of those old Victorian houses, 16 rooms, 5 baths. Mm. He had a streetcar in the side yard for kids to play in. That was kind of a pleasant, you know, typical or middle class background from that point of view. My father was a civil engineer. My mother had gone to normal school and had taught. She was basically an artist, kind of a craftsman artist.
She was an artist.
Did china painting. She copied paintings from museums and so on. And was very handy with tools and so on. I remember during the early, when radio first came in, you know, in the 20s, she and my father used to build radio sets, assemble them. The whole attic was full of about super heterodynes and all these other things. And my father would come down every morning and announce how many foreign countries he'd gotten, you know, over the night, tuning in on these things. And we were all kind of dragged into that kind of thing. It was a very happy background, very, very happy childhood.
Now, you said your mother was in the arts. Did she do it for a vocation or just a kind of a hobby?
Well, she did it really, I suppose, like all women. Wasn't really professionally interested. She did it because she had the aptitude for it. Perhaps now she would have really gone into it. Mm-hmm. But in those days, it was not considered the role of a wife and mother, you know. And so that was just the thing that she did. Mm-hmm. She was very good at all kinds of craft activities, you know, weaving and all the rest of that.
Was your dad particularly interested in art?
Well, I think was, but in a somewhat different way.